杨浦区2017学年度第一学期期末质量调研初三英语练习卷听力部分
1. Listening comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片在选择题区域相应的空格内用二 B 铅笔填图每个句子念两遍
1. Are you afraid of making a speech in public?
Are you afraid of making a speech in public?
2. With such loud music, I can't hear what you are saying.
With such loud music, I can't hear what you are saying.
3. He was badly injured and had to stay in hospital for a long time.
He was badly injured and had to stay in hospital for a long time.
4. Lisa didn't know the address, so she looked it up online.
Lisa didn't know the address, so she looked it up online.
5. Always remember to keep your valuable items in the safe.
Always remember to keep your valuable items in the safe.
6. The police found the stolen painting in his house. Now he's in prison.
The police found the stolen painting in his house. Now he's in prison.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。在选择题区域相应的空格内，用二 B 铅笔填图。对话和问题念两遍。
7. I'm thinking about wearing my new dress tomorrow.
It's beautiful. But you know it's going to be cold and rainy tomorrow, don't you?
Again? I thought they said it was going to be warm and sunny.
No, that's the day after tomorrow.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
请再听一遍。
I'm thinking about wearing my new dress tomorrow.
It's beautiful. But you know it's going to be cold and rainy tomorrow, don't you?
Again? I thought they said it was going to be warm and sunny.
No, that's the day after tomorrow.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow? Eight. Sorry I'm late, Tony, but the bus broke down and there were no taxis.
Why didn't you use a shared bike?
I forgot my mobile phone, so I had to walk here.
Poor you.
Question. How did the woman come to meet Tony?
请再听一遍。
Sorry I'm late, Tony, but the bus broke down and there were no taxis.
Why didn't you use a shared bike?
I forgot my mobile phone, so I had to walk here.
Poor you.
Question. How did the woman come to meet Tony? Nine. I love your new shoes. How much were they?
They were on sale.They were reduced from $60. Guess how much I paid?
I don't know. 40?
No, they were only half price.
Question, how much did the man pay for his shoes?
请再听一遍。
I love your new shoes. How much were they?
They were on sale. They were reduced from $60.Guess how much I paid?
I don't know. 40?
No, they were only half price.
Question, how much Did the man pay for his shoes? Ten. Where's Steve?
I haven't got a clue. He could be at his house.
He can't be at home. I phoned him there 10 minutes ago, and there was no answer. I suppose he might be at the library.
Oh, no, I forgot. He must be at the station. His friend Jenny's coming up from London today. He's meeting her at 1 o'clock.
Question, where is Steve?
请再听一遍。
Where's Steve?
I haven't got a clue. He could be at his house.
He can't be at home. I phoned him there 10 minutes ago, and there was no answer. I suppose he might be at the library.
Oh, no, I forgot. He must be at the station. His friend Jenny's coming up from London today. He's meeting her at 1 o'clock.
Question, where is Steve? Eleven. What were you doing at the time?
My friends and I were playing in the park. I was standing on a hill. From there, I heard a loud bang and saw a young man with a gun chasing another man.
What was the young man wearing?
He was wearing a blue jacket and jeans.
Question, who are the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
What were you doing at the time?
My friends and I were playing in the park. I was standing on a hill. From there, I heard a loud bang and saw a young man with a gun chasing another man.
What was the young man wearing?
He was wearing a blue jacket and jeans.
Question, who are the two speakers? 12. Tom, I think you've left your notebook behind.
No, that's Joe's, I think. Mine's green, with lots of circles on the cover.
Oh, okay. I'll hold on to it and give it to Joe tomorrow.
Actually, I think it might be Jack's. Joe's is blue with some bubbles. That one doesn't have anything on it.
Question, which notebook is Joe's?
请再听一遍。
Tom, I think you've left your notebook behind.
No, that's Joe's, I think. Mine's green with lots of circles on the cover.
Oh, okay. I'll hold on to it and give it to Joe tomorrow.
Actually, I think it might be Jack's. Joe's is blue with some bubbles. That one doesn't have anything on it.
Question, which notebook is Joe's? 13. What should we do for your birthday?
I don't know. I want to have a party and do something fun.
Why don't we go to the beach? We can have a picnic.
I'd rather do something more exciting.
Question, what are they talking about?
请再听一遍。
What should we do for your birthday?
I don't know. I want to have a party and do something fun.
Why don't we go to the beach? We can have a picnic.
I'd rather do something more exciting.
Question, what are they talking about? 14. The speaker we invited to our reading club meeting last night was fantastic.
That's what I heard. I am sorry I didn't attend it.
Question, what does the man mean?
请再听一遍。
The speaker we invited to our reading club meeting last night was fantastic.
That's what I heard. I am sorry I didn't attend it.
Question, what does the man mean?
Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。在选择题区域相应的空格内，用 2B 铅笔填图。对话念两遍。
Hey, Charlie, you don't look well. What's bothering you?
I had such an awful experience last night.
What happened?
Well, I got home late, and as I shut the front door behind me, I heard a noise coming from upstairs. I thought it was my cat, but then I saw that there was a light on, so I knew there was someone up there.
How scary.
I know. I was shaking in my shoes.
What did you do?
I went to check it out, of course. But as I was moving slowly and quietly up the stairs, I looked up and saw a shadow at the top. I was so frightened that I started running back down the stairs, but I missed a step and fell.
Oh, no.
I hit my head and knocked myself out.
What did the burglar do?
It turned out that it wasn't a burglar. It was my sister. She has a key to my house. She was just dropping off some books I needed, but it didn't come into my mind at the time. I felt so stupid.
What bad luck. Did you have to go to hospital?
Yes, but it wasn't anything serious. However, I still have a very bad headache.
Oh, Charlie, how annoying. I feel sorry for you.
请再听一遍。
Hey, Charlie, you don't look well. What's bothering you?
I had such an awful experience last night.
What happened?
Well, I got home late, and as I shut the front door behind me, I heard a noise coming from upstairs. I thought it was my cat, but then I saw that there was a light on, so I knew there was someone up there.
How scary.
I know. I was shaking in my shoes.
What did you do?
I went to check it out, of course. But as I was moving slowly and quietly up the stairs, I looked up and saw a shadow at the top. I was so frightened that I started running back down the stairs, but I missed a step and fell.
Oh, no.
I hit my head and knocked myself out.
What did the burglar do?
It turned out that it wasn't a burglar. It was my sister. She has a key to my house. She was just dropping off some books I needed, but it didn't come into my mind at the time. I felt so stupid.
What bad luck. Did you have to go to hospital?
Yes, but it wasn't anything serious. However, I still have a very bad headache.
Oh, Charlie, how annoying. I feel sorry for you.
3. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。在非选择题区域相应的空格内，用黑墨水钢笔或黑色水笔填写。短文念两遍。
A recent survey has found that British people complain more than any other European nation. 96% of British people said that they would complain if they received poor service in a shop.The top four complaining nations also included the Germans, the Italians, and the Swedish. In the survey, shoppers across Europe were asked how often, why, and when they complain. Shoppers who don't complain were asked why not. The most common reason British shoppers give for a complaint is that the service is not good enough.If there aren't enough shop assistants or the queue isn't moving quickly enough, the British get angry. The British love a well-organized queue. When asked how long they queue before they get annoyed, they said more than 5 minutes was too long. Low-quality products, rude staff, and delivery problems are also common reasons. 76% of British shoppers feel if customers don't complain, companies can't improve. For the few British people who don't complain, 42% don't have time, 37% feel it doesn't help, and 31% feel too embarrassed.
请再听一遍。
A recent survey has found that British people complain more than any other European nation. 96% of British people said that they would complain if they receive poor service in a shop. The top four complaining nations also included the Germans, the Italians, and the Swedish. In the survey, shoppers across Europe were asked how often, why, and when they complain. Shoppers who don't complain were asked why not. The most common reason British shoppers give for a complaint is that the service is not good enough. If there aren't enough shop assistants or the queue isn't moving quickly enough, the British get angry. The British love a well-organized queue. When asked how long they queue before they get annoyed, they said more than 5 minutes was too long. Low-quality products, rude staff, and delivery problems are also common reasons. 76% of British shoppers feel if customers don't complain, companies can't improve. For the few British people who don't complain, 42% don't have time. 37% feel it doesn't help, and 31% feel too embarrassed.
第一部分听力测试到此结束。请继续答题。